Hello and welcome to episode 21 of the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. I'm here today talking with Tom Ryan. He's the president and CEO of the American Association for Home Care. Tom, how are you doing?
Good, David. Thanks for having me this morning.
It is a pleasure. So the reason we're meeting today is to talk about a current legislative push by the industry that needs help from providers. And the deadline for this push is coming up is pretty tight. It's December 20th, if I'm not mistaken, but we actually want providers to get involved much earlier than that. Tom, why don't you tell me a little bit about this legislative push and why this is important and why the timing is so important?
Sure. Well, essentially, congressional action is needed by December 20th to keep the government fully funded and avoid another shutdown or an impasse. So there will be an omnibus spending bill, and that gives us an opportunity to put certain items into it. Now, we're not certain that we will have an opportunity. It could be a very clean spending resolution that just keeps the government open for a short period of time, or it could have opportunities to get other items passed into it. We've got to take the effort and the opportunity right now to work the grassroots, because we're actually working the grass tops. We have been on the Hill pretty much every day working with key committee members of jurisdiction, with our champions as well. We're working with our champions and committees of jurisdiction and lobbying to get our bills, there's three of them that are very active right now, included in the year-end spending bill if that does in fact happen. And what our champions ask of us is that if you could continue to keep the noise up, get the grassroots out, continue to garner co-sponsors, that will help in their efforts. So the more co-sponsors that we have as our grassroots teams are working out there, the better opportunity we have to be included in this year-end spending bill. And yes, it's going to happen December 20th. And, we need your help today. We need your action today.
Okay, so Tom, what are the key industry initiatives that the industry is trying to get into the spending bill?
Sure. Let me give you one at a time. We get H.R. 2771. That's the Protecting Home Act. That's the act that is going to give relief for rural and non-rural areas for competitive bidding. Very, very important act. Our champion, Kathy McMorris Rogers, has been the supporter of that. That currently has 65 co-sponsors on it. But if you recall, in the 115th Congress, we had similar legislation. That was H.R. 4229. So again, in the 116th, it's been replaced by H.R. 2771. And in that bill in last Congress, currently today, we still have 71 members who were on that bill who were currently not on the bill in the 116th Congress. So we've got 24 Democrats, 47 Republicans that are active congressional members in the 116th Congress that supported that legislation that are currently not on it. Now, we continue to put out in our Wednesday in Washington and in our alerts an updated list by state. So our grassroots members and non-members of grassroots industry essentially can go out there to garner that support.
Got it.
One of the other bills, obviously, that we've been working on, and this is a bill that actually passed in the House last year in the 115th Congress. It passed overwhelmingly. That's H.R. 2293, Protecting Access to Wheelchairs. That's the relief for power accessories and wheelchairs and excluding them from the competitive bidding program. We did get that relief regulatorily on the power side, but we needed to go the legislative route to get it done on the manual side. Mm-hmm. So again, that passed overwhelmingly in the House last year. It was to be part of a year-end spending program, but it got derailed in the Senate because of some unrelated Medicare provisions. So it was very, very unfortunate. We really saw that was a great opportunity, but again, it's in queue this year. The fact that it passed in the House last year, I think it's really, really got a very good opportunity to be passed this year. Currently has 78 co-sponsors, and we again need to get more action on that. It's a CRT related bill, but it's very, very important, and it'll provide relief for wheelchair accessories. So another one in play, needs more co-sponsors, needs to be worked hard. And there's no time like today. Now is the time to do that.
Got it.
And the last bill we have up there now is the SMART Act. Now, this was just introduced on 1031, so it's not been out there a long time. It's H.R. 4945, the Safeguarding Medicare Access to Respiratory Therapy Act. Currently sitting there at 27 co-sponsors, fairly bipartisan when it comes to the number of Ds and number of Rs. I think we've got 15 Democrats, 12 Republicans. Now, this also had a situation where we had 180 members of Congress had a sign-on letter early on this year that would really essentially do the same thing the bill does. It said they should remove NIV from competitive bidding. So we currently have 155 members of Congress who've signed on to that letter asking for this to be removed. And they are not on the bill. So a good opportunity to go to, I consider that the lower hanging fruit, people we've convinced that it was not appropriate for competitive bidding, to sign on to the bill. Let's get mm-hmm. it removed. We, as you know, the bidding program opened up. The NIV was in the bidding program. We've done anything and everything we could do to get it removed, but it's not. So it is in play, but we do have until January 1st of 2021 before that bid program opens up again. So again, good opportunity, year-end package to get it included.
Okay, so the strategy is to get more co-sponsors for each of these bills so that you can demonstrate to lawmakers that, hey, there's some real political will here and we can get these, you know, we need to get this legislative language into this spending bill. How does that process actually work? Like, how does that language get put into the bill?
Well, we are working with on the grass tops level with our champions and key staff on the committees of jurisdiction, really in both the House and the Senate, to make the case for including our priorities in a government funding bill or omnibus legislation. So essentially the key components of the active legislation in the House are what we need to get, you know, attached to a spending bill. So that's the grass tops effort. And we, most of our champions are coming from committees of jurisdiction, so that's a very good start. And they've got to convince leadership that this is a strong enough priority to get it included. Where the grassroots come into play is that, you know, we need to get as many co-sponsors, especially if we're among members who have endorsed the legislation in the past, like I've said, get them to sign on to this legislation. That makes the job of our champions that much easier when they're convincing leadership and committees of jurisdiction that they need to get their priority included in a government spending bill.
Got it.
The shutdown's next Friday, I think, the 20th. So we have a good opportunity, but a short opportunity. So this is not the time to think about that. This is a time for action. People need to hear what you're saying here, David, and we continue to put our alerts out. It's time to take action and pick up the phone.
There you go. Okay, so let's transition to that. We're going to toggle back now to the grassroots level. What do these providers do? Make it easy for them, Tom. How can they very easily reach out to their lawmakers and ask them or staff to ensure that the representative co-sponsors, you know, the particular piece of legislation?
Well, you know, it's just a matter of politics is local. I think most people that are in this industry have relationships with their members of Congress. If you're dealing with entitlement programs, you certainly need to be a lobbyist for your industry. AA Home Care actually has a full accountability project that's gone on where we have volunteers who have gone through all the members of Congress and said that if there's an active piece of legislation, I'm up. I'm the one who will make the call. But we need everybody to make the call. If they're a member of your Congress and you're a voting member, you're a constituent, that makes the difference. So you should have a relationship with your member of Congress, but you are a constituent. Every vote counts. This is a democracy. You have the right to lobby your government, and it's time to do so.
There you go. Okay, so now, is there a link or any place on the AA Home Care site where providers can find more information?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can go to action.aahomecare.org. When you go to that link and open it up, it'll give you the opportunity to pick your member of Congress and note your support for the active legislation that's out there. So that's certainly one way to do it. If you have a relationship in the local office or in the office here in D.C., pick up the phone, send an email. I like the email response because people tend to respond to emails. And put your word in that this is a priority for your business. You're a constituent in that member of Congress district. It means it's very important to the patients you serve and to the employees that you have that this legislation gets passed. It's the squeaky wheel, David. You got to make some noise and you got to be heard. You got to be persistent. It's not just one call. If you put your word in that you want them to sign on and you notice they've not signed on, get back on the phone again, get back with an email again, remind them, I'm looking, why are you not on this bill? I always say, you know, I'm waiting for an answer, yes or no. I just need to know what it is so I know where my member of Congress stands.
I think that's it kind of goes back to the old salesmanship technique of making sure to ask for the business as many times as you can.
Get to close. We're here to close. So this is just like sales. I'd like our membership and our industry to make the close. You do it every day in your business, but let's get these bills moved across the finish line.
There you go. All right, Tom, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
David, it's my pleasure. Anytime, sir.
Thanks again to Tom at AA Home Care for the call to action and the details to make it happen. Again, providers need to drive co-sponsors for HR 4945, HR 2293, and HR 2771 by December 20th. That's next Friday. And you can get more info at action.aahomecare.org. And if you think about it, you're probably listening to this podcast on your phone, so you can pretty much make this happen in the next 15 minutes or so if you think about it. So what are you waiting for? Okay, that'll close things up for episode 22. Don't forget to rate and review the HME Business podcast. And please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to keep on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. And if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. Again, that's at PostAcuteNews. Or you can hit me up via email at DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. With that, we'll wrap things up for this episode. Thank you all very much for listening, and goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.